une idée. C'est une idée. We must start as we mean to go on. And a good rapport is all that makes everything a success. So, we can introduce you into a state of reportage. And we're going to take you, we're going to attempt to take you through some of the changes that have been analysed and criticised and done and hated in the last 6.5 years of our I suppose we could call it a relationship. It starts with the ultimate dream.
Thank you.
We're more than overjoyed actually to be able to be allowed back into the country. The equipment that you now see amassed above our heads in rather precarious positions. It took about 3 weeks to get through customs. They have a little dossier at the customs. That thick on that thing. Nothing to do with personal effects or prison sentences that Mr. Bonham's been in prison for grievous bodily harm, things like that. Just equipment. So we're really pleased not only to be here to play, but to have all the equipment that we anticipated to give you our best. And without further ado, let's not have any of that sort of we come to play. And this is a thing of the long, what you might call long awaited, but they always are long awaited albums. Like the magnificent Swan Song label. Great design, picture of Jimmy there on the operation in Cairo. This is a thing called In My Time of Dying. Whoa!
Thank you.
Experiences on our journeys, and we huddle them all into little songs. This next one is relative to the fact that, in the end, as in Siddhartha, if you flow with the river, the song will always remain the same.
Thank you. Oh, Orchestra.
It is more and more keyboards these days. It's quite hard to stand up after time. Another song about a journey, rather a journey that has no end, rather perilous one, where they give no quarter.
Oh,
Thank you. devil pops in his bed. So drives back the focus on. The dogs of doom.
One number in our career, four-part harmony. Can you believe that? We can do Bus Stop by the Hollies next time. So, before the atmosphere gets too overwhelming because of this great step and yet a new direction for Zeppelin, we are now going to witness some four-part harmony on a song called Tangerine. We also wrote a lot of things west of Offa's Dyke. Offa's Dyke is not a chick in New York who... We went as far as the Welsh, the Celts. In fact, we followed George Burroughs as far as we could, but he walked too fast. When we got to Wales, who nearly beat Scotland yesterday?
When we got to Wales, we wrote songs about California. This song, I think, is becoming, it was really
a song about, if you don't mind, thank you very much. It's a song really about the permanent, constant search for any man with a vivid imagination for the Guinevere or whatever you like to think of. But now the song seems to apply as just every rock and roll group is going to California. terribly hard. That'll be the day, is it? So, we were sitting on a grassy bank. It was almost a fairy tale situation. Looking out across. Looking across the unspoilt, beautiful countryside of Dovet and Paris, and thinking about the M62 coming flying through any minute, and another sound came to our attention. It was something like this.
Looking at what you see, is that the way it Love songs so glad, always smiling, never sad, so fine. Say,
shrubbery. Well, I wrote up many lyrics myself and forget it. The first gig that we did in Brussels when our friend from Ombre's orchestra came along and talked to us, he said, "You wouldn't believe." I sang one verse of Stairway to Heaven three times. So, what happens at these moments, one can never really tell when you're going. And you know that there's 18,000 people going, "What's he all about?" I'm not going to go into too much spiel tonight, because it's not really a spieling night. We usually leave all the spieling to our manager, Peter Grant, over there in the wings, who's just... Spotlight on Mr. Grant! The man who made it all possible, Peter Grant. Let me tell you, he never likes to be in group pictures, he doesn't like to play soccer with us, but what a man, what a member of the group in fact. He should hear him play guitar. No spieling, sorry, very serious man. Been away a long time, got to impress. Got that, Chris? it's finally loosening up! Okay, so a long time ago people wrote songs about sex and they covered the sexual connotations with the likely symbols of animals, cars, motor cars, thumping pistons, tooting horns, running boards, shifting gears, trampled underfoot. We'll be right back.
and the girls. Oh.
Okay, Chris, this is the number you've been waiting for.
Yes.
Remember that snare drum?
Do you see?
It's been my pleasure since the age of puberty at 15 to have very close contact with probably one of the finest rhythm men this side of Basutu Land. In fact, there's rumors that he'd come from Basutu Land. A man with no taste, no manners, no friends. My very best friend, the man who always kicks me when I'm down, ladies and gentlemen, John Bonham, Moby Dick!
Thank you. Thank you.
A long time ago, not in Bethlehem, but in Gerrard Street, Jimmy rented a little room, and after the Blue Movies, we got down and we decided that we should have a little play together. It's all Peter Grant's idea. Anyway, first thing that we started playing, developed what you now know as the first album. It was a very fruitful afternoon. We had tuna fish sandwiches just to get in tune with America. And we went through a song that moved us all quite incredibly without giving you any, you know, schmaltz or anything. And this was the song.
Thank you. Thank you. And it only goes to show.
There's no need to shout about it, mate. I know you've gone down the sector, because you're all right.
This is a song that came to us in a moment of great peace and tranquility, not only with ourselves, but with everything, everywhere. Sitting around the fire, cups of tea, and good vibes. And something we hadn't accounted for. This one.
Remember laughter?
Oh!
Babe! Thank you. Thank you very much, friend. We'd like to thank the road crew, Shoko, Paul Ice and Amanda, and Dennis Healy for being such a bird. Good night.